Italian Wine Podcast. Cin Cin with Italian Wine People.
This podcast is brought to you by Native Grape Odyssey. Native Grape Odyssey is an educational project financed by the European Union to promote European wine in Canada, Japan, and Russia. Enjoy. It's from Europe.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast with me, Monty Ward, and my guest today is Shigeru Hayashi. Shigeru is based in his native Japan in Tokyo, and he's going to tell us how he got into the drinks business and what he is now doing in Japan. Welcome.
Thank you very much for your invitation.
It's okay. So you worked for Suntory.
Yes, right.
And you were living in Italy.
Yes, about 14 years.
14 years in Milan, I think you were.
Milan, yes.
And then, so that was just general drinks. That was spirits and whiskies. And,
yes.
And then, because you'd had the experience of living in Italy, you'd sort of fallen in love with Italy.
Yes.
Then you moved back to Japan.
Yes.
And you started your own company, which is called, I think...
Solo Italia.
Solo Italia.
Only in Italy.
Okay, only in Italy. So what do you do? What is your business? Are you buying wine and selling it or consulting to people?
No, I'm a consultant for a Japanese importer of Italian wine. Consulting for Italian wine makers and producers. So
you're helping Italian wine producers penetrate the Japanese market?
Yes, that's right.
What are the typical questions they ask, or what are their typical needs? What do they always seem to find problematic?
You know, the Italian products are saying, we have a lot of products, very good wine, a nice price, but why Japanese don't come to me to import for Japan? This is the problem, so...
So, and how do you help them succeed?
Okay, so I would like to explain for them, first of all, who you are, your product and your position of your winery and the product, and which way to go to, want to sell, which part of the Japan, which Oreca or family or which way. But normally Italian producers say, it's okay, no problem, I want to sell. This is a problem.
Ah, because they're not being specific.
Yes, that's right.
So having tasted their wines and looked at their prices, you're better able to tell them, look, I think your wines would be best for Horeca, or your wines would be best for...
No, okay, normally I say, because you know that in Japan, more than 10,000 Italian restaurants owned by Japanese.
Really?
So this is a big market. But it might be interest for products for Oreca market. But normally, product mixed product, it's okay all over the world and all over Japan, say. But we have to divide on-premise or off-premise. So this is an important point, first of all.
So they need to really know the possibilities or the options for the best channels for selling their wine.
And we have to say they depend on the importers. So some importers serve for Italian restaurant. So they have not only wine but also food. Another way, a big importer asks very, very serious information about products because for they selling directly consumer. This is very, very expensive to do, analyze, and all things, packaging and other things. So mm-hmm. A bit expensive. So if you have 10,000 bottles, one way. If you have 1 million bottles, another way.
Sure.
This is the difference. So
Japan also grows its own wine. Are the people that want to drink Italian wines in Japan, are they Japanese or are they foreign tourists or business people in Japan on business and they want to have an Italian wine because it reminds them of Europe?
In Japan, French wines entered long time ago. So already had a market, almost 50% of the market, Italian French wines.
Right.
Italian wine, okay, we have more than 10,000 Italian restaurants, but until now, we have 15, 16, 17% of the share. Now, Chilean wine have the almost 20%.
20% of the share. Is that based on value for money? Is Chile seen as a value for money?
And it's cheaper, yes.
And Italy seen as a bit more sophisticated or not?
Yes, we can say on this thing, because you know the very Chilean wine and the variety, very easier and simple wines.
So. Yeah, so the
but Italian wine, a lot of denomination and the names and everything, and includes Italian people. Products are very different, north and south, and the way of thinking are a little bit different from other countries. So
are you also providing an educational service to your clients?
Yes.
So that they understand the complexities of Italian wine and the
yes.
opportunities that presents?
First of all, I have to explain the differences of the south and the north and then the center of Italy, the grapes differences and the types of wine. And not only this one, and the another thing is a very important thing is products are, the way of seeing is a little bit differences. For example, normal product is one thing, but another cooperative is another way of seeing is different. So
sure.
I have to explain for Japanese importer these things.
And do you also explain the grape varieties and the soil types and the terroir, or is that
yes.
too complicated?
Yes.
You do that as well?
Yes.
So do you have seminars? How do you do it? Do you go to each individual, say a restaurant personally, or do you invite them and other restaurateurs to have like a seminar with you somewhere?
Normally I do seminars.
With a theme?
One thing is the Piemontese or Sicilian wine.
Region by region.
Yes, and the wineries, weather, everything. So I wrote my books inside, explained very well this way, because over there, for example, the Liguria is this way, and the specifics zone and
this is a beautiful book, by the way. I'm afraid to say read Japanese, but it's beautifully laid out with each region having its own map, and all the subzones or denominations in that particular region are clear to see. So if I've opened the page, not just Piemonte, but the Monferrato part of Piemonte, and we have maps of where Barbera del Monferrato is grown, for example.
Because you know, in Japan, Japanese people is very, very...
curious?
Interested in the specific information, so theoretical, no? I have to explain all of them. So
your customers are trade people. You obviously do talks and presentations, but they are allowed to ask you questions. They can say, listen, you've been to Italy recently. Can you tell us what it's like in, I don't know, Barolo or something like that?
Yes, they are very theoretical people, so they want to know all the things. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, small information, for example, the name of the wine, where it comes from.
The grape variety, winemaking.
Winery, and the about the bottles, about the corks, everything they want to know, so...
So you have the photo of the owner of the restaurant, it looks like.
This is the owner of the wine.
The winery.
This winery, yes.
Oh, that's nice. So you've got the Japanese faces and European faces together.
Yes, sure. See, yes.
The lovely photos of all the dishes that you could
dishes with
you could eat.
Italian food and Japanese food with Italian wine. So I say the Italia is, you know, very similar countries. Japan is an island. Italia is a peninsula.
Yes,
and the four seasons. And mountains, and so around the sea, lot of similar things.
A lot of similarities.
Herb and the simple way of cooking, so similar.
You know what? I'd never thought of that. You're right about the geography. That the presence of the sea has a tremendous effect on the culture and on the diet of Japanese, and of course.
This is the reason why we have more than 10,000 Italian restaurants owned by Japanese. So I think in Italy, sushi is a very good boom going to well. This is normal because the pasta material is very similar and the same.
So the contrast to there being a lot of Italian restaurants in Japan is you have a lot of sushi restaurants in Italy.
Yes.
And you do tastings as well with them, do you?
Sure, si.
And so when they taste, do they talk to each other or are they just talking to you as the presenter?
I'll be both of them because, you know, tasting and present wines and positioning of this wine. Because, you know, for example, Dolcetto is a basic Italian wine, so per Piemonte people. Mm-hmm. But easy way, so position, and another Barolo is not everyday,
sure.
Wine for everyday. So I have to explain that the positioning of the wine and the specific characteristic of the wine and every wine producer, wine producer, however, this way, his way. So from very large information to specific information.
Okay. Final question. You said there are a lot of Italian restaurants or in Japan. Are they run by Italians who have emigrated or are they run by Japanese?
No, only... I have say 99% of Italian restaurant owner in Japan is Japanese. So most of them stayed Italy, studied, after studied to return to Japan and his way.
Really?
So a lot of small restaurants, but very good. Somewhat nicer than Italian normal restaurants.
Sounds interesting. Well, I must make a date next time in Japan. Yeah. It'd be great to visit an Italian restaurant and compare.
Please, yes.
The cooking with Italy, and it would be very strange to see Italian wines on a list, I suppose, in Japan. But if it's in an Italian restaurant in Japan, it makes sense. Final question: do the Italian restaurants, as well as having Italian wines and Italian dishes, do they also include a couple of Japanese wines on the list or not? Japanese wines on the wine list in the Italian.
No.
So
no,
it's really just Italian.
Just Italian or some French wines. Because you know, Italian restaurant owner or the sommelier and the chefs, they know well about Italian wines. So price conscious, very nice. So if we see the Japanese wines, good, not so bad, but expensive.
Okay.
This is the reason why they don't want to have a Japanese wine in their restaurant.
So they see Italy as also value for money?
Yes, sure.
Brilliant.
This is an important point, I think.
Fantastic.
You know, the Italian wine made for Italian food, I think.
Yep.
Abinated.
Yep.
So cuisine is very similar. Why not we cannot abinate with Japanese food with Italian wines?
Yep, it is.
This is a reason.
That's your USP. You've got a niche there, and I hope your business continues to be successful.
Thank you.
Thanks very much to my guest today, Shigeru Hayashi from the Solo Italia company based in Tokyo in his native Japan.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
This podcast has been brought to you by Native Grape Odyssey. Discovering the true essence of high-quality wine from Europe. Find out more on nativegrapeodyssey.eu. Enjoy. It's from Europe.
Follow Italian Wine Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.